Welcome to the Small Business Whole Health Podcast. We help you stay happy, healthy, and whole so your small business can thrive and stay vital in this ever-changing world. With holistic coaches and small business owners, Jill and Dan.
Hello, and welcome to our Small Business Whole Health Podcast. I'm here today with my co-host, Daniel.
Hello, co-host.
And I'm Jill. I forgot to say that bit there. Today, we are discussing our lessons that we've learned in lockdown because we're starting to come out of lockdown a little bit now. Restrictions are getting eased, but I feel like we have learned so much. So today, we're going to discuss what we've learned, what we've missed, what we're going to keep and what we're going to let go. Yeah?
Yeah, and what we're looking forward to.
Oh, yeah.
At the time of recording this, I think it's 105 days. It's over 100 days though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
by your beard.
Yeah. Oh, bad news. So I found out that I kind of get a cut. They're just doing hair.
I did that the other day, didn't I?
Yeah. I was a bit naive towards that. So it's staying for longer. Might be 200 days by the time you get
cut. Oh, my word. It's going to be down to your waist by the time you get a cut.
Going to be like someone from ZZ Top or something.
Well, I think it adds to your guru status.
So, yeah, I was looking forward to getting it done, but that's not happening.
So you're going to have short hair on the top and then long beard?
Yeah. Zendan.
Zendan. I've got some hedge clippers, if that will help. So one of the things that you'll be looking forward to is getting your beard trimmed then.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are looking forward to, first of all, going to the pub, but most of all, getting the haircut.
Yeah, my husband and boys are really excited about getting their hair cut. So yeah, one thing I've learned in lockdown is that I'm actually really low maintenance. My hair's just there, it's just my hair. The only thing I haven't been able to do is get my nails done. And actually I've been taking that Organifi collagen, you know, the stuff that I was nearly sick the first time I took it, that's mushroom collagen. I've discovered a way that I can take it without being sick, which is really helpful.
Always and a good sign.
It's always a good sign. And my nails are absolutely in amazing shape. So it just goes to show that if you don't put loads of chemicals on them and actually eat stuff and take stuff in, that will help it. My nails and my hair are just like in excellent condition. I'm like a dog.
Yeah, I wonder if people's skin's cleared up. So people who normally go to work and you put lots of makeup on, but they've been furloughed or working from home, or they go out on nights out a few days a week and get covered in makeup. I wonder if the skin's improved, because it is really bad for your skin, isn't it?
Yeah, and I wonder how people's hair, because they're not dyeing it, unless they're doing it at home. Yeah, when I stopped dyeing my hair, it was just like, it just went like 100% better condition.
A lot of the time you would never ever do that unless you consciously make the decision, because you have to. But now the decision's been taken out of your hands to some degree. It's like an unexpected lockdown change.
Yeah, so that was an unexpected lockdown thing for me. So what have you got on your list then, Dan? What have you...
Yeah, so these are quite superficial things we're talking about, really.
Yeah, just my hair and my nails have gone really good. Yeah. And Dan's hair.
You haven't learned any lessons at all.
Yeah, I look better in lockdown.
Right, so I'm gonna flip it to the complete opposite and go
Bring it back, Dan.
Yeah, let's go deep. One question, not necessarily like that I've learned, but it's a question for the listeners to ponder. So now that we're coming out of lockdown and the only ones of us who have been furloughed, because some people have worked straight through, but if you've been furloughed and you've had a lot of time on your hands and the date is approaching where you're going to go back to work, do you have that Monday morning feeling of dread? You get the Monday morning blues of going back to work. Is that feeling really strong? And if it is really strong and you feel really anxious about going back to work, then maybe ask yourself, is this a career that you're really happy about? It could be a sign that change is afoot and that's going to be healthier for you. And there's a quote that I saw recently, only stupid people duck when the truth is thrown at them. If you're getting those feelings and they're coming at you and you just ignore them, it's kind of not the right thing to do, is it?
Yeah, I think we've had a lot of time to reflect over the last, how many days did you say? 100 days, over 100 days.
Yeah.
And it has never happened before. I'm not going to use the word, I'm going to say it once, unprecedented, and then I'm not going to say it again. It's just given time for the world to slow down, and it's the perfect opportunity. And like you say, if you've getting that stress feeling, that in the pit of your stomach. I used to get it when I used to have to go back to work on a Monday morning when I had a proper job. And it's just, do you want to go back to that? I think a lot of people have started to reflect on what they actually want to do in life, which is a good thing, really, because I quit the rat race and started my own business, and I'm still here to tell the tale. The world didn't collapse around me. So it's actually something that, you know, you can do it. If I did it, anyone can do it.
Yeah, I used to get that feeling. I was in a totally different career when I was younger, and I used to get periods where I would be regularly off for like 5 days in a row, and then it would come back to that Monday morning, and I would dread going back and knowing that I have to work again. But I don't get that now, because I got that feeling too many times, and I realized change had to happen. Mm-hmm. So I took the plunge and I changed into a sector where it's more me, it's health, it's fitness. So for me now, lockdown's coming out and things are changing again. I don't have that fear about getting back to normal. So, but if people are listening and they're really anxious about going back to work, maybe start to listen to those feelings and start maybe to look in other areas.
The universe has made us all uncomfortable. And sometimes you need to be uncomfortable to make some changes, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and nothing comes easy, does it? If it was easy, then everyone would just like have the dream job, but you have to pursue it and there's going to be challenges.
Very true, Dan. So have a think about that, listeners. Are you actually working towards the dream or working towards someone else's dream? Because you're either doing one or the other.
Yeah, and they both take the same amount of effort as well. So if you think maybe starting your own business or getting fit and healthy requires too much effort, there's still 24 hours in the day. You're just going to do something else instead. You might as well make healthy choices instead of unhealthy choices. It still takes the same amount of time and effort. If you're going to start your own business, it still takes the same amount of time as working for somebody else. So try and take a little bit of a perspective shift on it.
Yeah, definitely. And like you say, I think we've all had time to assess our perspective and what we want to do and where we want to go with our lives and businesses. And one of the things that we've talked about as well was how important small businesses have become, or in lockdown, you know, the little grocery stores and stuff, and we haven't been able to get to the big stores, and just buying local stuff. I know it's something we talk about all the time, like shop local and get organic stuff, but this has given us the ability to do that now.
Yeah, and it goes to show, because especially early in the whole lockdown situation, it proved that the logistics of big business like supermarkets, they struggled to keep up. There was massive queues and they were running out of stuff on the shelves. And then local small businesses were becoming more and more vital. And I hope people have realized that, because those are the people who have struggled the most as well, because places like big supermarkets can keep the doors open and they have big finances to help them. But local businesses, like you've experienced this as well, you have the studio and you weren't even allowed in, but you still had to pay rent.
Mm.
So I really hope that when lockdown ends, people realize how vital these small businesses are and how small businesses can be at the mercy of these big overlords. So yeah it's really important, because if they all disappeared overnight, I think we would really miss them.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm still having to pay rent on a studio that I can't use right now. And there's no signs that we're going to be able to get back yet either. So that it's like, how long can you continue paying out all that money for something that you can't use? So yeah, I'll use the word luck, but also, is it luck or is it good business practice that I was able to switch quickly to online? So I've managed to keep my business running in some form or another over the time. So hopefully, touch wood, I'll be able to continue that. And then when the time is right, we'll be able to get back into the studio. But a lot of businesses haven't been able to do that. So it's a scary time for a lot of people as well.
Like you said, a lot of businesses haven't been able to do that. However, there are businesses who have the ability to do that, but they haven't done it, have they?
Mm.
So you drop this quote quite a lot.
Oh, Charles Darwin. Are we going to Charles Darwin now?
Yeah, go on then, drop some Charles Darwin knowledge.
you're dropping this on me now. Like, it's not the survival of the fittest. It's the species that's most able to adapt that will survive. Something like that. I'm sure Charles said it slightly better than that, but that's the gist. It's adaptability that is key, not the fittest.
It literally couldn't be more relevant, could it, than now, in terms of business and careers.
Can you remember how freaked out I was when I had to close my studio?
Yeah, you had a little fit.
I was literally having a meltdown, like a proper meltdown. I just didn't know what I was going to do. So this is how stress affects you, because we were told that we had to close the studios, and I was like, whoa. And I've got a constant stream going on in my head, don't I, Dan? Because sometimes Dan gets some of my brain dumps in text messages. Like, right, we need to do this. And it's like massive list. That whole river just switched off in my head. And that's what scared me the most. I was like, I couldn't think what to do. And so everyone was going, you'll be fine, man. And you were going, you'll be fine. And my dad and my husband and everyone was just going, you'll be fine. And, but I couldn't see it. Do you know what I mean? It was just like, I was having a bit of a meltdown. It only lasted 24 hours, thankfully.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was short term though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was short term.
And it was totally normal. Like, you have to kind of get it out of your system.
Yeah.
And it was this totally strange situation where it was uncertain how long it was going to last, what the implications were going to be. So yeah, it was a totally normal feeling, but you didn't dwell on it. You changed. Yeah. You had your little meltdown, but then you flipped and you thought, right, well, adapt and overcome.
Yeah. I literally had to close my studio. I think I taught the last class on the Tuesday night, and then I was doing online classes by the Friday. So literally 2 days it took me to set up to go online. Then there's some teachers who were just doing it now. And you're like, what? Just do it. I don't know what held so many people back. It was just like, right, let's go for it. And people really appreciated that continuity, because in a world where everything was changing, it's nice to have the same class at the same time with the same people that you've always had your class with, even though it's in a slightly different version. It's still there, still your class, still with me. It was hard though, but we got there.
Even though it's a slightly different version doing an online class, it's really important to keep going and do whatever you can. Because imagine if you'd done nothing for 100 days, how much harder it would be to get up and going again. As an exercise like participant, imagine if you lost 100 days of progress, you would feel so disheartened having to start, not necessarily from scratch, but you'd have taken quite a few steps back. So although a rest is good to some degree, but 100 days would have been far too long. A change of pace is okay, but people had to do something. So the fact that you could go online immediately and keep people going, it's going to serve you and them really well when things go back to quote unquote normal.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful for the people who have continued, because that's what's keeping my studio available for when we can get out. So yeah, it's been interesting, hasn't it? Like you say, it's just been so, we had to just, I'm going to use another word that I hate at the moment, pivot. Pivot so quickly.
That just reminds me of that episode of Friends where Ross has to get the couch.
Lots of people have had to do that. It's, yeah, it's interesting. I think I've actually grown my business. I think I wouldn't have got as far with my business and our podcast. Like, we've learned how to podcast, and I've run online programs and stuff now and online classes. And even some of the girls commented like, oh no, we're not going to get off over winter now. You know, when you have a winter night, we'll just go, right, we're going online. So it's completely, it's going to enhance the business in the long run, being able to flip to online, offline stuff so quite easily now. I think I've used this time to really grow my business to become better when we get out as well, which is good.
Yeah, so for all the people who've had to change and be off work and they've had more time on their hands, it brings up the question, now that the excuse of not having enough time has been eliminated, have you actually done what you've been wanting to do for a long time? So like me and you have wanted to start a podcast for a long time. You've been writing your book. We tell ourselves, oh, we don't have enough time to do that. So you never do it. You always procrastinate. So now that excuse has been eliminated, have you actually done what you want to do, or have you just made another excuse? So you hear a lot of people say, oh, I want to get fit, but I don't have time. And then all of a sudden they have another 30, 40 hours a week. So you can either get fit, but then I've also heard other people say, oh, well, the gym's shut. Or they just make another excuse. Oh, well, I can't work out because I've got the kids all day. So yeah, there's only so many excuses you can make. Eventually, you just have to do it.
Yeah, and I think it's highlighted how important your own health is as well in all of this. And time is the one thing that we as instructors always hear as an excuse, isn't it? I haven't got time to do this, I haven't got time to do that. When are you going to realize that? What was our quote that we said in the quotes podcast that we did a couple of weeks ago? If you haven't got time for your health, you'll have to make time for illness. And it's never been a truer statement now that, you know, you could have used these 100 days and just got 1% better every day, and you would have been massively better at the end of the 100 days. And I know some people who have used that time wisely, like all my we were laughing in my class the other night saying, like, the people who have continued to, and I've got people who are coming to every class, so doing about 5 hours a week of like quite a hard, strenuous exercise. They're like going to be like superhumans when they get back out into classes where normal people who haven't been exercising are coming in. I said, I'm going to probably have to run two classes, like the lockdown people and the the non-lockdown people classes. So it's really interesting to see how, yeah, what excuses do you make to yourself to not look after your own health? And how has this whole thing reflected back on you? How important is your health to you? What's your priorities, really?
I'm the same as you. I know some people who've done absolutely fantastic during lockdown. They've realised the issues they've had, and they've always wanted time to really focus on themselves. And they've drilled down, and it's never easy. They've put in the hard work, and they're going to come out of lockdown, and people are going to be amazed at how well they've done. So like you said, time is the great equalizer. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or old or young, we still have 24 hours in the day. There's nothing, like, no social status or income can ever change that. It's how you spend those 24 hours. And some people have really used it well, and they deserve to feel good and healthy. But, and you were saying before, health has never been more in the mainstream. And we've done an episode on the immune system. That phrase has never been used as much. And I hope people are coming to realize that your health is up to you. Your health is yours. And you dropped a really good quote there. Like, if you don't make time for your health now, you'll have to make time for illness later. So people should take sovereignty over their own health and realize how important it is. And listen to your own body. And if you're waiting around for someone else to make these choices for you, then you're going to end up procrastinating, or you're going to be so confused by taking advice off so many different sources, then you're just going to be in limbo.
Yeah, and it's all about listening to yourself. Do you know yourself that you could do more for your health? Or do you know that you're not eating the right foods? We all know what to eat, right? We all know that downing 10 pints and eating a kebab's not the best thing to do for our health. But why can't we do it? You know, what's stopping you? And how much time do you actually need to eat healthy? I think we're taking the same time to eat unhealthy as it does healthy, right?
Well, yeah, did you see the queues for Burger King and McDonald's when the fast food restaurants reopened? People were waiting for hours in the queue. Gosh. You can literally go to your local grocery store, again, support a small business, and it would take half the time. It would cost probably the same or less. Because, I mean, fast food, although it's fast, it's really expensive as well, I think, just for one meal. You could get 2 or 3 meals worth for the same price. It would be a lot healthier. It requires probably a little bit more effort in terms of cooking it, but there's so many more benefits. Like, to me, it's a no-brainer.
I remember, I'm going to have a little rant here, the first time I saw a drive-through Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, what the fuck is that about? A drive-through donut shop. I mean, how are they? So the few calories that you would have got from getting out of your car and actually walking to the shop, you're actually not even expending by getting it shoved in your car.
So next up, they'll just be feeding the donuts into your mouth straight through the counter. You won't even have
to open your mouth. Stick a donut in.
Yeah, like a donut cannon. Just be firing it.
This is why we have a problem with health in this country, because we're following the American system, and they're getting hit again, aren't they? Because our westernized diet, it's shit.
Yeah. Take control of your own health. That's what we're trying to say. Like, it's yours to look after. If you listen to the government and you're wearing a mask 1 minute and then you're not wearing a mask and you're waiting for a vaccine and you open the fast food places and the pubs and you keep the gym shut, open your eyes to what's going on. Like, it's there right in front of you. Your health is yours, and it's the most important thing.
I know. And then the government say, like, we're really going to be focusing on health. And then, yeah, like you say, you open the pubs and the fast food, but the gyms and studios can't open. I mean,
Yeah, it's black and white, isn't it? There's no denying it.
Let's not get before me into a rant about this.
I know, yeah. We could go down a rabbit hole. We'll have to save that for a different episode. But,
yeah, we're going to have to do an Unleashed, Jill and Dan Unleashed episode where we actually let us go.
Yeah, people have been asking for it, so it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. But one thing that is for certain, that Mother Nature is an equalizer and she can unleash this anything onto us, and we are just small fish, aren't we, really? Small fry.
Yeah, so whether you believe the virus was Mother Nature or was it intended, regardless, it shows you that when something happens out of your control, it's like if Mother Nature decides, then we have to listen, don't we? There's not much we can do about it.
There's nothing we can do about it.
No, but on a lighter note, it's been amazing to see Mother Nature come back to life, even if it's only been a little bit. So there's been satellite images of the pollution clearing up because there's been obviously less traffic and less airplanes and things like that. There's been, like you were saying, in Venice, is it dolphins and fish?
Dolphins in the canals.
Yeah, and in, I know Newcastle's not as nice as Venice, but there's a deer. is it in the big market?
I'm not sure.
And it was, I'm sure remember. there was a high street in Newcastle and there was no traffic and there was a deer going down. Right down the middle. There's a video online, isn't there? So it's been amazing to see things like that. And I think people have taken the opportunity to go out and explore nature as well, because there's not been as much driving. People have had time. It's been nice to see people go out walking and cycling and really appreciate what's on the doorstep.
Yeah. And just the silence of it all. Like you don't realize how much traffic noise that you hear or airplanes flying over, that all just adds to the general noise of everything, that blocks out the birds singing and the trees rustling, and you can just wake up on a morning and just hear nature. It's lovely. And I mean, we live out in, it's not like we live in the big city, is it? So just for us, even I remember that day when it shut down. Can you remember this, Dan, when we just had a gym session and we were like, are we not going to shut, and the world just seemed really weird. It reminded me of War of the Worlds, you know, where H.G. Wells says, the author, but he says, like, I can't believe that we just carried on life as if nothing had happened when they could see the stuff coming from Mars. And we felt like that, didn't we? Because, like, the motorway, you couldn't even hear the motorway. It was just really quiet. It just felt really eerie, didn't it, at first? Like, we're not used to that silence.
Yeah, so I live quite near a main road, and there's a motorway bridge, maybe like half a mile away. And I remember walking over there, and normally it's absolute bedlam. You can imagine like three lanes on either side, and it's so loud, and there was just nothing. And it seemed like eerily like quiet.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was pretty cool. And it would be nice if, although it will go back to normal, but I hope that people have realized that. And businesses as well, big business, that people can work from home maybe 1 or 2 days a week and they don't have to just drive in with it and do things. And yeah, it would be nice to see things just, it will build back up, but it would be nice if it didn't have to go back to the degree it was.
Yeah, I think it's like a big lesson that we've learned, because the hole in the ozone layer got a bit smaller, didn't it, as well? So climate change can be, we've got to see at some point that it's us that are the problem on this planet, and it can be reversed.
And continuing with the lighter notes as well, I know we've spoke about like people rushing to the pub and the fast food places, but I think the biggest thing that we've all learned and we've all missed is that human interaction, like seeing friends and family. Like I don't really go to the pub a lot, but I can't wait to go and just go to the pub just for a little bit and spend time with friends who I haven't seen for like over 100 days, and like seeing my nephews, things like that. It really does make you miss it, doesn't it?
Oh, totally, yeah. I mean, I'm the same as you. We don't go very often, but just nice to go out with your friends and just, I think we'll appreciate it a lot more when we get out finally to see people in 3D, as you say.
It's not necessarily like you want to go to the pub every night. I think it's the options people miss. It's having the chance to do something. So you might want to go to the cinema, or to the pub, or just go to the beach, or go to a concert. I think people miss
the chances.
The choices to do things. It's been proven that if you procrastinate, then look at all the things that you've missed in the past 100 days. So, like, if you want to do something, do it, because the chance might be taken away from you unbeknownst to you, that's, it just comes and you kind of do it anymore.
We'll appreciate it all a lot more. Like you say, we've just got to take the opportunities when they come, because, you know, we don't know now if we're going to get put into lockdown again later on down the line, do they? That's what they're saying now, that there could be a second wave and whatnot. We won't get into that political argument.
We'll save that for the deep dive podcast.
Unleashed.
That gets shadow banned.
But yeah, I think we will appreciate it. But one thing that I've really appreciated is actually, you know, on the flip side of it, is because we've not been going out and not getting takeaways and stuff, I've actually saved so much money. I've managed to pay off like credit cards and stuff. It's like amazing.
Yeah, I'm the same. I've saved money. You realise a lot of the time the stuff you buy and stuff you do, sometimes it's just because you're bored. And it's like when you go to shops, you impulse buy as well. And then when you're not allowed, or you can't go to the shop anymore, then it takes that out of your hands. I know internet shopping is a big thing, but it's not the same as buying for the sake of buying when you see it in front of your eyes, is it?
Yeah, I think, like you say, it's a bit like food, isn't it? People eat mindlessly, just shoveling it in. And I think the same with shopping. Like you say, when you're out in a shop, you can buy the next thing and then you buy the next thing. It's a dopamine loop thing, isn't it? That if you buy one item, then you end up with a load of other items to match it, which you end up spending a load of money, which shops work on. So yeah, that's been actually really eye-opening about how much we spend.
Yeah, so it'd be nice to think people come out of lockdown having worked on the health a little bit, maybe realized that they might need to think about changing the career. They've got a little bit more money. They appreciate the friends. If you try and look at lockdown as positives, then there's quite a few to take, isn't there?
Oh God, totally. Like, just live life that you want to live and start making changes. And the little things, I'm going to talk about habits now, the little things that you can start to implement and take away will make massive differences in the long run. So if you've started a daily walk, for example, you started over lockdown, if you can continue that even into your normal life, then, you know, that's going to make a massive difference in a year, 2 years time down the line to your health. So, you know, try and keep on with the good stuff.
There might be a few more excuses to not do those things now, but hopefully, if anything, because lockdown's gone on so long, it's created a habit, and you would feel as though you really don't want to break that now, and that's a priority.
Like our podcasting habit, we're in the habit now, aren't we, Dan?
Yeah, so we record these on a Saturday, and it would now feel strange if we didn't do it.
I know.
But that's good, because we procrastinated for so long. But now, when things go back to normal, we'll feel like, well, there's no excuse now, because it's just an hour on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We've eliminated excuses.
Yeah, I feel like I keep referring us as the bamboo of podcasting. Like, bamboo takes 5 years to grow underground, and then all of a sudden it starts shooting up like 30 feet within 6 weeks. So it looks like it's just growing quickly, but it hasn't. It's spent 5 years underground, and that's like us podcasting.
Let's just hope there's no pandas around the
Yeah, we don't want any pandas nicking out bamboo. Thank you very much. Well, so anything else, Dan?
No, I was going to say the same as you. I think I've gone through the main things I've learned through lockdown.
Yeah,
and I like to think, yeah, it's been a positive thing.
Yeah, I think it has. And I've had my children at home. Has that been a positive thing? Yeah, it has actually been all right. But I've had to feed them. That's the only thing. Feeding your children, two boys, is hard work. That's been the main thing. And I've still done my business, and I've still done my exercise and eating healthy. You know, time. Everyone has the same amount of time.
It would have took just as much time for you to not exercise, not do your business, not eat healthy.
Not feed my kids.
Yeah, you might have had social services around.
Yeah. So, no, I think we've done well, Dan, to get where we are in such a relatively short space of time, really.
Yeah. So listeners, we would like to hear your experiences of lockdown, what you've learned, what you've missed. Hopefully everyone's had a positive experience, but I know the people who aren't. And you're going to have a mix of things which you've liked and you've disliked. So let us know if any of the things that we've said resonate with you, or things you think we've missed, then let us know, because we're loving the feedback, aren't we?
Oh, loving it, Dan. It's been so nice for everybody to have got in touch. So thank you, listeners, for that. So Dan, what do we want people to do?
We want people to like, subscribe and comment on our podcast.
That would be awesome.
Small Business Whole Health. So the best place to find us is on iTunes, on the Apple Podcast app, and Spotify. Those are the main two, aren't they?
Yes. I am on the process of getting us on Google as well. And there's also the Podbean website that you can get us from as well. Actually, the app's really good. Have you seen the Podbean app?
I've not got it myself, but yeah, you were saying so.
It's really good. So if you haven't got iTunes or Spotify, download the Podbean app and you'll be able to get us on there as well. We're everywhere now, aren't we, Dan?
Yeah, and pass the pod. Friends and family who you think are going to enjoy this or they can benefit from it.
Show the love, share the love and pass the pod.
Cool. So where can people find you, Jill?
Organicpilates.co.uk and Facebook and Spotify. You can find me on Spotify, but
yeah,
Instagram as well. You know, all over. And about you, Dan?
The best place for me is on Facebook at Daniel Purvis Health and Fitness and Small Business World Health on Spotify and iTunes. I'm going to keep pushing that.
And Podbean.
Podbean.
We'll keep seeing it. Yes, yeah. And you're still doing your 3-week thing. So if any of our listeners want to join in with Dan and his high intensity workouts, they're pretty good, aren't they?
Yep, I'm fit as a butcher's dog after lockdown doing all those workouts.
If you want to become super fit, superhuman, or you can join my online Pilates classes and still become superhuman, but in a slightly more sedate pace.
Great, so we'll love to hear from your listeners and we'll see you soon on another episode.
Bye.